Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good? You already know what it is. It's your boy Brooklyn Blackman, the place to be. And it's already 11 o'clock, so you know what it is. It's pre-game radio, you heard. Shout out to the homie Young Bugs. I was out at the showcase with him last night. Shout out to the homie Chops I met out in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out, if you were with me this week at the GS Media Showcase or at the showcase last night at Carmel Lounge, shout out to you. But y'all already know how we do, man. Pre-game throwback, you're going to get right up into it. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to the call room right now. You guys are live and popping. We're going to get to y'all in a little bit. But like I said, it's the pregame throwback. So come on, let's get it, Yurt.
Aw, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back with a nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. This is 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me, so pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical, for you to be strong move. So what you on, huh? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get to, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. Hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who want to be in my field and court. Then again on second thought, the half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, so yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, pause. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that.
I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy.
I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. I'm on the stage, is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
I know y'all been lied to over and over. on this day. Babe, I love you, love you.
Yo, he's lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick. Even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh no.
Well, you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't feel, can't bear. You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, look, I found her. Watch it blow up, blow up. Tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere,
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you.
That.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't feel, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but you. Your surprise. Look, I hope you're happy in store. Go out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Go.
Yo, come on.
Go. 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 Go.
Come on.
Go. 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 I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much. Why the hell her? Look, she trapped
in a
mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Know how much you flash. How I drafted a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. Can't feel, can't bear.
Told you I
you
won't.
You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, I got something for y'all. It's yours. Caught out there. I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
Shit.
So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Word to mother, I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? Stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me fill my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace, send him on Duke of Reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's too persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip. One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip. Yeah, nigga, peel. Before you find out how blue steel feel. From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers don't affect her. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it. Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get screwed for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her to knockers. And if she's resistant, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her. So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too. Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do? I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I said it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Hey,
but he's sticking hey, loose.
He's taking
all your money. Give me the loot, give me the loot. 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 Man, listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where?
In the Isuzu G.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream, and if he start to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds, she thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gat.
Hey, chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cop.
Be cool, fool, they ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking donuts.
Well, why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh, shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, what's going on? And I'm feeling good tonight, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, Cherry Johnson chilling with her brother. You know, it's all well and good. But, yo, it's pregame ready. We tuned down. We got a caller early. You know, this is because normally, you know, we do the throwbacks and be the right to down. You need your ass beat. You know. And everything like that. So we're going to get to this call real quick. Last 4 digits, 1167. What's good? What's poppin'? You live on pregame radio. Tell me who you are, where you calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
It's me, nigga. I'm calling from my house phone.
Yo, like, I know you're calling from the house phone. Let's see this yo, nigga. What's good, Lady Steele? How you doing today?
I am nice.
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 Whatever.
As we await Abby here, because she's actually doing an appearance on another show. And see, this is stuff I like, you know, because mostly all the admins, you know, they started with Free Game Radio. And first off, shout out to every single admin that rocks, you know, with me, because pretty much you guys agree, or you guys believe in the fact of this idea that I came up with called Free Game Radio. So, if anyone were to ask me what's the staff of Pregame Radio about, the staff of Pregame Radio is a bunch of crazy motherfuckers who come together for the love of hip-hop, for the love of R&B, for the love of music.
For the love of music, hip-hop, gossip, ragging on niggas, roasting niggas.
Right,
we come together for many reasons.
Because none of us here, like me, I don't rap. I don't know if Lady still raps or she can sing. I don't know. You know, like all of us, we don't have like a, you know, we don't have that talent to go and do it. You know, and that, depending on how you look at it, gives us, you know, it holds us back or it gives us a little more leeway, you know. But regardless of thinking about it, I'm just real appreciative of anybody who chips in, anybody who supports, anybody who rocks with us, and anything like that. You know, I'm just feeling real appreciative right now. But since we have Lady still here, you know, and as we wait, and like I said, Evan, she's doing another show, and all of the admins here that, you know, they come for pregame radio, and then, you know, they venture out, you know, and they go do other stuff. Lady still has, like, 8,000 things going down. Ebenezer,
she's still
right now doing her cover thing on another show. We got Oli who does everything she does. You know, so
One hand washes the other. One thing that you should at least make sure that you make note of and that you let your audience know is that at the end of the day, we all come together and we cross-promote each other and we try to help each other as much as we can along with every solo project we may have going on.
Exactly. See, like right now, my only solo project is pregame radio, so that's where all the energy goes and everything like that. So, ladies, too, like, let the people know who, if, you know, I guess they've been deaf, dumb, and blind to Facebook and Twitter. Let me just state for the record, Lady Still is making a lot of moves.
I'll let them know. I'll definitely let them know.
You want to keep it top secret for now, or?
I mean, no, you can let them know.
Okay, well, Lady Still, she's in the works of launching her own site, her own company, her own brand. Lady Still is becoming a brand now. And I'm so proud to say because she's coming out of, you know, pregame radio. That's why I'm saying, you know, even though they've been trying everything, I still hold that pride towards them because it started here.
And honestly, it really is. And that's, like, what's so crazy about this whole, like, journey is because anyone that knows me from young, no matter what, everybody knows me for fashion. That's always been what I've done. I've always drawn. I've always designed, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's this particular show that sparked interest. Someone overheard, like, me doing a show and with you guys, and this is what sparked interest and kind of took me off the road that I was trying to go before. So I definitely can't deny that.
And, you know, like I said with that, like, you know, I feel real happy about that, you know. It's always, like, a good feel, like, you know, I'm actually, you know, I'm very, very stacked. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything you got, and I'm wishing you all the best. I'm proud of Ev, Kasha D, Oli, Jada Tech. I'm proud of all you guys that, you know, y'all got other projects and other things going on and things that ain't. So I'm real happy about that. I'm happy for you guys. And you guys always know, shit get too happy. We always come home to pregame radio. We got your back. All right. But you haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to ask because I believe the season finale came up this past Tuesday. Give the people a quick recap of what happened on the game. Because, nigga, like me, I'm kind of stumped.
I mean,
I have no idea what happened. I see a new quarterback and
It was seriously frustrating because you guys see, like, I was blogging on it every freaking week. And I was rooting for BET. I was defending them when people were like, oh, they're BS. You know, I'm coming with every excuse in the book to defend them. But this season finale was bullshit. And I rewatched that stupid-ass episode at least 4 times.
Why? If it was so bad, why watch it again?
Thing, huh?
I said, if it was so bad, why watch it again?
Because I wanted to see for myself. I was trying to see if I missed something. Maybe I didn't click the first time around. Because, you know, I have a blog to write. And so when I do write it, you know, I come from an emotional standpoint when I do write it, for the most part. Like, I insert myself into the characters, and I'm watching this shit, and it's bullshit. I couldn't find, like, I did not blog on the season finale at all, and I refused to because it was bullshit. Instead, I came up with, I believe, 20 things that they need to fix if they want me to watch their show again next season if it comes back.
Wow, was it really them?
It was bullshit. And then they had the nerve and the audacity. BET, they know what they're doing. They had the nerve and the audacity to trick us into thinking that it was an hour. Because any other episode, that shit by 10:27, the credits are rolling, and I'm hearing Al Green. But this particular season finale at 10:31, it was still going, and everybody's hyped, like, oh, we're going to get a full hour and tuned in. Fucking 10:32, that shit is done. I was so pissed off, you have absolutely no idea the rage that I had.
Man, this some old bullshit.
I was pissed off. I have no words.
Yeah, it seems like it was that bad. So sorry, folks. Normally, you know, Lady still brings you the full synopsis and all that, but she was so turned off, she didn't even focus on it. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, the full synopsis, freaking Melanie jumped the gun again, decided that she's going to tell Tasha to choose between representing Derwin or Malik. Tasha's like, Malik is her son. How are you going to ask me to choose? And Melanie ended up firing her. Then you have Malik's girlfriend. He arranged like a fake modeling gig for her to do to, I guess, try to get back in her good graces. And it backfired because she relapsed. And then the guy from the last episode that Tasha fell so in love with that was supposed to die, that I know I mentioned in my blog that I didn't believe it, turns out, no, he wasn't. He has a wife. He has kids. He was just running G on her. And you also have, yeah. And then you also have what, they just signed, like, I believe, a new quarterback to the Sabres that, like, shitted on Malik at the press conference. And Derwin and Melanie, with their baby thing, they decide that they're both going to get checked out. Obviously, Derwin has a kid, so he's not the issue. And the doctor's, like, asking questions, like, to clear them of certain things so that they could do further testing. And one of the questions was, like, have you ever had an STD? And she's like, no. And an abortion, and she's like, no, and the doc's like, all right, whatever, I'm going to just put this paperwork in, and then Derwin turns to her and was like, so who is the abortion by? And that's how it ended.
Wait, but didn't she just say no, she didn't have the abortion?
Yeah, but that's how it ended. I guess because
she didn't have an abortion, why did Derwin ask who had the abortion by?
The only thing I could come up with is every question the doctor asks, they made eye contact with the nose until the last one. So that's the only thing I could come up with, but that was like the cliffhanger. It was bullshit.
Oh, man. Fine. Whatever. You know, of course, now around this time, as she says, she tells us who pound needs their ass beat. But, and one thing that I wouldn't say I don't like about pregame radio, but one of the drawbacks of pregame radio is that we air at the end of the week. So if anything juicy, crazy happens at the beginning of the week, we got to remember it, jot it down, something. Because by the time this other show's done covered it, everybody done put in their 2 cents about it. But this involves radio. So I'm not really going to let this one go.
Oh,
God. Because a lot of people need their ass beat in this scenario here. But of course, everyone knows, everybody in the call room, everybody in the chat room, everybody's well aware. Sunday afternoon, Mr. C, Hot 97 DJ behind the Ready to Die album, you know, he's the one that helped catapult Biggie Smalls' career, was arrested for getting head in the car from a tranny dude.
Correction. He was arrested Wednesday of last week.
Wednesday last week, sorry. Excuse me.
It was Tuesday of last week, and I fucking took a bad hit. I had egg on my face because I was going hard defending his ass. Hard.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying like I defending just to see what he did, because, you know, pretty much it's like this. If he's gay, straight, bisexual, sideways, diagonal, whatever he prefers, that's what he prefers, that's the man's business, that's the great thing about living in this country. You can prefer what you like. But you are a person, you are a public figure, a person of stature, a person of notoriety, so to say. All right, so you can't do the reckless shit that, you know, the regular people do, and they get the little grocery desk ticket, and then they go to court, do a little community. No, it's not. It's never hush-hush like that. Because as soon as that shit happened, it broke the news. Like, I think before he got on social booking, at least all of New York City knew. So Mr. C needs to ask me for pulling that. And I'll leave it, and that's where I'll leave Mr. C. Now, my bigger gripe, it's with Power 105. Power 105, the Breakfast Club specifically, they've come up with a new segment during their show called Jackass of the Day.
They've been listening.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Lady Steele. But wasn't the pregame radio doing Dumbass of the Week last year?
Yeah, we were doing Dumbass of the Week up until the very first episode of this year, in which we turned it into Town You Need Your Ass.
Right.
Because we can't just nominate one Dumbass of the Week, because they just are fucking up universally.
There's always so many.
Yeah.
Now, and that you know, that there is a strong testament, you know what I'm saying? It's a strong testament to, you know, we don't know who's listening in, because... Come on, if you heard pregame radio anytime, and then you heard them do this, you would know. That's straight up from us. Dumbass with the sound effects. And all, come on. That's our shit. But it's all good. Like, you know they ain't going to give me my props if you go and confront them about this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? You might as well just say what it is. Give me kudos, and that's it.
I mean, for what it's worth, we're also not the originators either, you know. Everybody has a layout. It's just how you go about it. At the end of the day,
we can wild out way worse than they can.
So
I caught the base of the Master of the Week from L. Lovers Come On, Son.
Oh.
I based it off that. I based it on how Chelsea Handler does it on her show. You know, I took pieces from everything because, you know, that's what anyone else, you know, you take pieces of and you make it your own.
Yeah.
But, come on, Dumbass of the Week, Jackass of the Day, it's not much of a stretch. You know what I'm saying? They have this Jackass of the Day thing, and they put Mr. C up for that, which, hey, justified because...
But he doesn't get Jack of the Day. He's going to have fucking asshole of the fucking year or decade. Like,
now,
DJing his ass off is just not working.
Now, that's Power 105, they, you know, DJ Envy and Charlamagne, Angela Yee, they, you know, they did that. They said that. That night on Hot 97, Mr. C's colleague and close friend, Funkmaster Flex, as he always does from time to time, he went on a rant and rave and rampage, and he knows what goes on at Power 105. He'll lose this friendship, X, Y, Z, make a choice, yada, 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 and he's going hard. Like, if you haven't heard it, please go to Worldstar Hip Hop or YouTube. Just search, and you can hear, like, you hear the anguish in his voice. you hear the anguish in his voice when he's talking and he's addressing him. But he's doing this subliminally. Alright, now here's why I say Funkmaster Flex needs his ass.
At the end of the day, this is what I'm saying. Like, he was arrested last week, Wednesday. The story leaked, I believe, either that Thursday or Friday. And it was leaking, like, you remember when the whole Facebook shit happened and I blasted you because I'm like, you know, it's a stupid-ass fight that you never heard of. Why are you even giving it credibility? The story broke through one of those stupid little sites. So I didn't pay it no mind at all, but I had it, like, from jump. I was just dismissing it. And then it kept, like, spreading, and I'm shutting everybody down, like, what the fuck are you doing, blah, blah, blah. And then next thing you know, like, I'm checking Hot 97's website. I'm going on Google, and no mainstream media is carrying it, like, throughout the whole weekend. And then Sunday night is when it started to gain credibility, and then Monday is when everything was, like, confirmed. I go on Miss Info, like, on Hot 97's website to Miss Info's blog. I went to her Twitter. This bitch talks about everything. She didn't say shit about it. The only thing I could find that was, like, slightly credible was on Funkmaster Flex site. And he issued, like, a whole press release talking about...
I don't even know about that.
And it's not true, and just continue...
Let me get back,
seven.
Let me get back to why Flex needs his ass beat before I lose it. Now, like I said, you were just ranting rave. Like he does from time to time. He does it at such individuals like Tupac, rest in peace. He does it to individuals like Amber Rose, Shawnee O'Neal, Steph Lover. Did I mention R. Kelly? You know, do we see a pattern here?
What?
Tupac's deceased, Amber Rose, Steph Lover, Shawnee O'Neal, female.
Yeah.
R. Kelly. R.B. singer. He says he's R.B. star, but come on, he's a singer. Come on, he's not one for competition. You know, so you're busting shots at, you know, you're doing all this. Things Don't Love comes and shuts you down on YouTube, which I believe is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. It wasn't even meant to be funny. And then now you're coming at Power 105 subliminally. And they called you out on it. And you still come subliminally. So you need your ass beat. So see, in one situation, we found three individuals who pound need their ass beat.
For real, who the fuck gets head in New York City at 5-something in the afternoon right by where you were? Are. Then why is it that the bitch looks like that? Like, come on. You only DJ at noon. Why are you even still there?
Here's the thing, and here's what I know, because I actually had a conversation with someone who works at a mainstream station. They're only on air for, say, a couple of hours, but the rest of the time, they're doing, like, you know, paperwork, or they're recording the commercials that you hear during their shows, or, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. That's why they're there for X amount. Like, they actually put in an actual working day, like 8-hour day. They actually put those in.
Fuck that.
They're on their time and they're off their
time. Is this nigga is happy because he has never went as hard as he's been going on these turntables yet. It's like he's fucking free that he is out of this, or that this shit is out, and he is just, like, doing him right now.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, whatever he does in his bedroom or whatever, that doesn't take away from the dope DJ that Mr. C is. And I'll say it on air, despite, you know, he's gay, whatever, but I will still listen to Mr. C cut. I still support Mr. C, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you get, hey, it is what it is. All right? Just don't try to flirt with me. We all good. But meanwhile, we had a waiting our musical guest, Sagittarius Black. You know what? I think I'm going to play something. I'm going to play something for you while I'm going to play you still.
I mean,
yeah, I'm playing something.
Better be right.
Huh?
I said it better be correct. It better be right.
No, it's gonna be something that I want to play for you. Something that I choose to play for you. That's what I want to do. But hold on, we gotta take this caller.
Yeah, take him.
2135. You're live on Free Game Radio. What's good? Let us know. I believe this is our featured artist of the night, actually, but. Yo, 2135, you on the air.
What's going on, Brother Black?
Hi, that is. What's good, Seth? Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
Brooklyn Collective, stand up.
That's right. What's going on, Brooklyn? Man, I was listening in, you know, listening to your opinions on Mr. C. Definitely, definitely, man. Live from, well, we're out here in Bluebell, Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah, shout out to your homegirl. I said good luck tonight.
I will. I'm actually out in the car because it was too loud in the bar. I mean, so,
we're looking for her over at Free Game Radio. So if she makes it, she got to call us up and let us know how it went down.
I will do that. We're definitely supporting the Twilight Temptresses out here in PA right now. You know, Brooklyn all the way to PA.
That's what's up. But so we got Saz Black in the building. He's been here before. But now he's back. We got
to get a little respect to the fire sign.
We got to see if he's pregame approved. So, people, please call us up 347-857-4302. You're about to be granted some great ill music.
Yes, lots of good information, too.
Yeah, and of course, as always, we're going to get a Sagittarius head a little bit, just a little tad bit.
Okay.
You know, because we're going to reintroduce him to the world. You know what I'm saying? We're
gonna I want to do it Lady Steel style. Can I do that?
You want to do a Lady Steel song?
Please.
All right, look, if I have it, I play it. Now, don't get mad at me.
I'm talking about just putting him on the spot and seeing where his head is and what he's doing and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. We can definitely do that. So, Saz, once again, for the record, tell the people, who is Sagittarius Black? And why are you the featured artist here?
Man, Will recognizes Will, and Brooklyn Black has heard me, and we met, you know, initially on Facebook and or Twitter through my associate Jay Sy. I'm a Brooklyn native, Brooklyn MC, from the school of Brooklyn. Biggie, definitely, you know, 205 St. James Place is where I was raised. I was born in Red Hook, Brooklyn. You know, I'm just the all-around MC, you know, lyrical. I like to play. I like to be humorous. At the same time, I like to educate my listeners and my fan base. I'm just, you know, that's who I am. Sagittarius Black, you know, my name is exactly who I am. I'm a African-American young man, and I was born on December 3rd, 1985. You know, my name, you know, so, you know, it's who I am. And that's what I talk about in my music, and that's who I am every day.
So you speak about being very creative in the bedroom?
I'm very creative, you know, everywhere. That's a part of my sign, you know, being creative.
We'll see.
But her question was, do you do songs about being creative in the bedroom?
I do.
Do we have any of those said tracks that are going to be played tonight?
I got an ass shaker track from Sagittarius Black. I have an ass shaker track.
Oh, okay.
I got one of those. So, Saz, let us know about this whole Brooklyn Collective movement that you are spearheading here.
All right, yeah, Brooklyn Collective Music Group is it's a music. Well, we do music production. And we also do artist development. It's founded by myself and DJ H Blends. We founded it back in 2005, 2006. It's just to give artists the foundation and the base to start to create their own music. You know, I'm the flagship artist. Blends is the flagship producer. I also produce music. But we just want to give the artists that we work with, just like I said, the foundation to be able to create music that they create. You know, that it's wholly themselves, not that they want to fit any kind of box that anybody puts them in, but to be able to be themselves and to cultivate and grow themselves and then to create a fan base that grows with them. And that's what Brooklyn Collective does. And then a part of that initiative also is the Collective Cares that we've created, which is our nonprofit initiative that supports and helps to raise funds for homelessness and HIV awareness and cancer and lupus. But, you know, we use the foundation for everything that we do is basically our music. You know, we bring awareness and everything through our music.
And it's called what exactly?
Brooklyn Collective Music Group, and then our initiative is The Collective Cares.
Okay, so it's Brooklyn Collective Music Group. Do you guys, is it like an LLC? Is it still
that's
like...
LLC. Yeah, LLC.
Okay, cool. And if any artist that's listening right now, if they wanted to contact you guys and, you know, have you guys help them within,
yeah,
like, developing their careers or helping in whatever aspects, how would they do that? And what would they need to do that?
All you need is an email address or a telephone. You can contact us through BrooklynCollective.com. You can contact us on Facebook. If you Google Brooklyn Collective, we're BK Collective, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-V on Twitter, Facebook.com/BK Collective, I believe, on Facebook. You can contact, if you Google any of those names, if you Google Brooklyn Collective, if you Google Sagittarius Black, or if you Google DJ H Blends, you'll be able to get our contact number. My number is 646-778-2135. It's all over the web. You can contact me, and then through me, you can speak with our publicist, Jay Sai, and she can get, you know, she can set up a studio session or a vibe session so that we can figure out exactly, you know, what that artist wants to do with their career. You know, we're still developing, but we've created networks and we've created opportunities and associations that can help artists. You know, even if we can't do it, we know someone that can get you where you want to go.
So if an artist, like an independent artist or an underground artist, wanted to seek your services,
yes,
do they have to come out of pocket, or like how does that work?
No, it's everything, the way that Brooklyn Collective is set up is, there's no upfront fee. No one necessarily pays us for like studio time or anything like that. Everyone makes money on the back end. Everyone makes money after we make good music. That's how Brooklyn Collective is set up. We work together and we just build our catalogs. That's what our structure is now. We're about building a quality music catalog that people can find on the internet, and if they choose to pay for it, then they do that. And then we make money off of that. We don't make money off of independent artists unless the artist comes backed by a label and the label says, all right, Brooklyn Collective, I want you to handle this project.
Something okay,
like
that's
that.
Great.
Yes, but if you're an independent artist and you just want to make good music and you want Brooklyn Collective to help you with that, or you want Brooklyn Collective to collaborate with you on a track, it's no charge. So if you want Sagittarius Black as a part of Brooklyn Collective to collaborate with you on a track, no charge.
All right, so we're about to hear something from Sag Black so we can determine.
Yes, we are.
That team or not.
I don't know if Sag, you were there during the throwbacks, but I threw in some biggies, so I'm still in that mood.
Ooh.
So I'm about to get into Moment of Victory. I played this at my signature, if you remember, Lady Steel.
Yes.
And also check this out. This is right here, something unheard of in pregame radio history. This,
okay,
if Sagittarius Black becomes pregame approved, they will be solely based on Lady Steel.
Mm.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Only because our band is, of course, they're doing other things, you know, but hey, show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be very, very, very harsh then, because for right now, every artist that I approve today on, I'm going to be approving them also based on what I think that they can bring to the table with a live show and the content and all that stuff. So I guess let's get it going. Let me hear it.
Oh, God. She gonna be all Simon Cowell on you, Sag.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, that's what you gotta go with if you want to be an American Idol.
347-857-0302 Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Sagittarius Black is in the building, and I gotta give a shout out to all the artists who contribute to pregame radio. Like right now, my switchboard It is extremely long. Pause. But it is extremely.
So why are you going to neglect?
You know, I haven't been neglecting. I always try to work them in some way, somehow. But check it out. Moment of victory, Shaz Black. I'll pregame it, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
One.
Okay. Yeah.
1-2.
Brooklyn Collective. Yeah.
Check me out right here, yo.
In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Gat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few holes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Even bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to lust. If my end you touch, kids or girl you touch. In this world I clutch. Two or toe, not toes. Used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows, militant, y'all fat and killing. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady. Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic. Trying to make dough like Jurassic Park did, quick to spark kids who start shit. See me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank Light.
The real live hit from front to back. Let my people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at, where my guards is at? Where the hell my women at, where my people is at? We got the real live hit from front to back. Let my people in the world, where the hell you at?
Brooklyn Collective,
check it.
This is the big moment. The little kid from the side, do or die, do or live, homie. Just finished up a shift, hungry. Lance hit me up like sad. You know you got a spaz. Biggie, Mickey, Minaj, get that young money. Keep the city 4 seconds. Age blends, I see you. I set presidents. I legalize bars of kush. Hey, Nikki. Damn, I love that Barbara Bush. I'm so silly. Ready for my close-up, Miss Walton, 2020. Vision by the clear the waters that I walk on. Takes me back to them recorders I used to talk on. Fast forward to these beats I draw chalk on. I'm so far gone. Like a wire on fire, got my spark on. Kanye said turn off the lights, I turn the dark on. Eyes illuminate the night like I'm parking. I got drive, no GPS or car can conquer. P.S. She haters find my lifespan bonkers. Try to leave me ghost like the rapper out in Yonkers. But Blends already told you I'm a motherfucking monster.
We got the shit mask tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters in the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. D. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coat connect. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminish. Shoot out for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, Sheik loots, Black Rob join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hide money on the island Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of the day in the life of the commission.
Brooklyn Collective.
Oh, and we are back. That was Shaz Black. Now, I'm just going to say this. One, I got to give him credit because, yo, he did it the clean version. If you, you know, of course you guys noticed that, but he did the clean version. Like, he didn't go and just do it uncut. He wanted so everybody can hear that. The kids, everybody can hear that. And also, off the record, the views of Brooklyn Black do not reflect those of Free Game Radio or featured artists, but listen to that track smoking a blunt. No good disclaimer, but anyway, it's, you know, it's me. I'm in here. Lady Steele's in the building. And also, we have our featured artist, Sagittarius Black. All right? Get these guys back up in the courtroom. Yeah, I want Lady Steele to write an angry letter to Black Talk Radio. And just like a spaz on them. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, guys. I'm trying to get y'all in here. I'll let you know when you're on. But meanwhile, I'm still going to go. Like I said, I like the track. My vote don't count, though. You dig? So, it is what it is. All right, we got Shaz Black back in the building. And we also have Lady Steele. She's coming. I know she ready to say something. I want to know what she thought of the track, actually.
Yes?
Did you like Moment of Victory?
We played that before. Didn't we play that on the on Biggie Day?
I played that on the Biggie tribute, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I liked it then. So why would you play it again now?
Because I just wanted to get into that. That's what's cool. And,
that
know,
shouldn't
it,
even count.
Don't
it was already reviewed. It shouldn't
don't
even count.
All right, bad. We're going to get into the next one then. Let's see, where is it? What Your Mama Gave You. So, call us up 347-857-4302.
Mad call is waiting right now.
Huh?
I said, you got mad callers waiting right now. You shouldn't be calling.
They're not raising their hands, so I'm not putting them on air. You know, they won't put nobody on blast.
Oh.
You know, you want to get on air first?
Come on, blast.
They
can't be at me. All right, let's get into the next track. Let's see what we got.
That's what we're doing right now, boss. Let me got this. That's just Black. What Your Mama Gave You on Pretty Game Radio.
Yep. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Let me make it bounce. Okay. Check it. Yeah. Listen. Yo, most of these chicks in the club got something to prove, yeah. But mommy got something to move, yeah, shorty got something to groove on, uh-huh. I am the new Sean, bad boy, uh-huh. Shopping with coupons, uh-huh. And I ain't gotta pay for no love, so when she sway, my way, other niggas like, hold up, press me against the wall, I was post up, uh-huh. Body heat hotter than toasters, uh-huh. Mommy kinda wet, we need coasters, start to see, yeah, something like Moses, she's on fire, got the hoes, just say the word, you get soaked, drown, submerged, poke, huh? Yeah, all of the verbs, and I don't need no ganja, no none of the herb for me to go all night, type game of serves like Mario. I'm super duper, bring the walls down like I'm your roofer. Looper, got your back in the back to a lady, make waves with Sag Lady, sex on the beach, baby.
Okay, check it, yeah.
All right. That was the quick little snippet of What Your Mama Gave You. Thought it was the whole track, but it's all good. I got more Sass Black anyway. It's all, you know, it's all good. But matter of fact, I got, you know, let's see if they still have any more questions for Sass while I go through these archives and pick up something. Matter of fact, while I do that, here's Baltimore on Circle Street. Okay. Yo, lady still, please write that letter. Write that to like the office.
Reckless Lee, and yes, I finesse the mic effortlessly. I be the best E. DMC, your evidence see gone. Fast forward to 2010,
man.
You're going to school to get your degree is just as, you know, you living on the edge just like that guy.
All right, so here it is. Living on the Edge, Sash Black in the building. Call us up, 347-857-4302.
I'm just living life on the edge. Then it just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares about living. Living life in a maze. Time to get lost again. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares about
what they
living.
Know about blue space one day making moves like a D-boy. No license.
No.
Anticipating sirens just to get time in the booth. I push the red line cause that's what grinders do. 78 West the paycheck. Hustlers pay respect cause the grind fine too. Like the hoopy that I'm riding in. Heavy on the base so the feds think I'm hiding it. I don't sell drugs, I just write dope shit. From the outside in, situation seems hopeless. One album deep, they said a kid wasn't focused. So I hop back in the booth, the secret of opus. Yeah, black president, the heart of a champion is evident. Nothing's a coincidence, infinite integrity, especially since my energy is Kerry Hilton.
Yeah.
Haters throw bricks, but the foundation steady builds. This
I'm
is my life.
Living life on the edge. Shit, it's just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares how I'm living. Living life in a maze. Time to get lost again.
On the edge, don't care if I fall off. Few shots of Patron that I'm all gone. Anybody wanna diss? Sold off. Two shots in your leg, now you're all thrown. I'm the new Michaels, I'm off the road. Chains on my neck, I'm a damn slave. I'ma chase the bread until I get the grave. Cause I've been slaving all days of my damn life. Now it's my time to shine and I'ma shine bright. See that chain I like? Nigga, give me that. Like sea breeze, and make a reality out of you. Cops can't see shit that I'ma do. Cause I ain't going down like I'ma do. I'ma live forever, I'm a young thug. Fuck what you heard, y'all keep your hugs. All I need is pussy money and a few
I'm
drugs.
Living, living life on the edge. Shit, it's just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Time to get lost again. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that I'm living.
What they know about living on both sides of the fence divided. Leonidas, law-abiding citizen. The role depends on the situation he in.
Yeah.
Not a twin two-faced, one half of it grim. Dark night, I own it.
Okay.
And I'ma seize the day when they present the moment. My presence, their future.
Yeah.
The second they hands on mine, minute hands on nine, we'll shoot you. Much like the Hooper,
what?
Jordan, dream team. Red, white, and blue in the background. No green screen, mean fiend. Draw crowds to that black sound. From the page to the stage, just try and get my act down. These other rappers terrorists.
Yeah.
Never will I back down. Black represent. Phones getting tapped now. No secret service. Obama be strapped now. This is my life. Maybe y'all'll get that now.
Living life on the edge. Shit, it's just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Time to get lost again. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life on the edge. Shit, it's just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Sometimes I get lost today. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that I'm living.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to get me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pre-Game Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yeah, you ain't know. That was Living on the Edge. Catch us black preaching Young Image. Hey, you know me, I'm real easy going, but I keep it real. I dig it. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that I like the track. I pretty much like anything this dude, you know, puts his talent on. But doesn't matter to me. Lady Steel.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I'm sorry?
Did you like it?
I did. I was, like, in the zone. I don't know why, but that song makes me feel like I should be a smoker.
Ooh.
Well, so, Lady Steel, I'm going to ask you this question. Lady Steel, Sagittarius Black, free game approved?
This is a tough one because the very first track was already...
It was a snippet. I'm not sure what happened. So please work on that angry letter to Blog Talk Radio.
That's not even the case. Like, the snippet, it was cool. I don't even mind that. But the very first track that was played,
the moment of victory, so that already automatically got a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because you liked it already.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's two thumbs up. That's the majority.
Three shouldn't be included with something that I heard already and liked. I'm biased. I'm pretty sure that I do like what you're doing, but I think that tomorrow when we have our show, if you can, like, send another track in, just
don't
one.
Worry, I got something else. I got it. Yeah. I'll upload it.
Yeah.
And bam,
that's not a problem.
Matter of fact, we'll handle it right before we get into spoken word tomorrow night. Yes, I said it, so tweet about it, put it on your Facebook statuses. Pre-game radio spoken words going down tomorrow night.
Yes.
Hit my inbox.
Are you available to call in, Saj, tomorrow?
I will be, yes, I will be available to call in tomorrow. I'll be in Brooklyn, and I will be anxiously sitting in my living room waiting to call in.
Okay.
I feel amazed. Like, I got one hell of a lineup. I'll just give you guys a couple names. We got Jemmy Fly. If you guys don't know about her, get on Twitter. GEMI_FLY. Here's why she is so dope. Mind you, she is a poet. She is not an artist. Me and Lady Steel from time to time, we go on another show, MFIR, and judge the freestyle battle.
Yeah.
Lady Steel. This dope chick made it, I think, two rounds. Spitting just pulls you up the top of the dome.
Wow, damn, that sounds like I'm definitely going to be tuned in tomorrow because...
She was just freestyling poetry, and she was taking these rappers apart, male, female, picking them apart.
Great, that's what they need. They need someone.
Yeah, but she got paired up against Bink from Team Austin. And you know Bink is real reckless. But it was a close one, though. So we got her. We got Shantae, the poet, also in the building.
Shantae Morales.
Yes.
And I know most of you guys won't believe me, but I actually know her from church.
Wait, you go to church?
Shut up. Whatever.
So,
but at the end of the day, Saj, tonight, right now we're talking about Saj Black. And I want to ask a question,
though. Saj Black.
I want to ask a
question.
I go to church, lady, still.
What?
On the poetry pit.
I go to church.
And this night has inspired me. I am going to also write a poem.
Okay.
Ben Black is going to write, like, the first grade haiku that they teach you.
And
do without it. Just let the people do what they do, and you do what you do, and just host the show. That's all.
Oh, man, Brother Black.
I want to spit a poem, so I'm going to spit a poem. Like, that's just right. What I would do.
Okay,
you know,
Saj, really quick, can I just do this? Can I do this really quick?
Everyone is welcome, but just to sign up so you have some organization, drop me an email, pregameradio@gmail.com, or if you got me on Facebook, hit my inbox there. If you follow me on Twitter, more likely I'll follow you, so hit me with a direct message. Let me know, so like I said, we have some more to sing, but the whole show will be spoken word. Of course, I'm going to throw some tracks in, but it is what it is.
Now...
lady still gets to talk.
Hey, shit. Go ahead, lady still. I was joking. We're going to get into the topic of the night real quick.
Yeah, we're about to get into the topic, but we got to close it off with Saj. I need to know a little bit more information about him.
Let's go.
Sagittarius Black, I want to know how old you are. I want to know where you reside, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
What, you have many females that tune into this show. You never know. Artists add a lot of people after they end up on this show. And believe me, half of the ads are not even half. To be honest, maybe 40% of the ads are because people like the music, and the other 60 is because they want to match the voice with the face, and hopefully they match up nicely.
Right, I understand that, but all these questions you asked him, he had answered previously. You asked him how old he was. He put his date of birth out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on Grey Goose. Come on. How old are you? I need date of birth. I need age.
I'm 25.
Ah, 25 years old. And you reside?
In Canarsie, Brooklyn.
Oh, he goes right by my house. Okay. And,
How's your mutual ass beat?
Shut up. Children? No children? Baby mama drama?
I have one child.
Okay.
No drama.
Okay. Hopefully she's not listening and doesn't hate me right now. Do you do any live shows, or have you?
I do. I have, and I will continue to. But right now, like I said, the main focus is the collective cares initiative. So everything is pointed and focused towards March 15th, which is the AIDS walk in New York City and Central Park. But right after March 15th, May 15th,
wait,
excuse me, May yeah, May 15th, excuse me. After May 15th, I'll resume doing all my shows. And my next project, Black President, I'll be performing all the music from that.
Oh, okay, so you're going to, Black Collective is going to be a part of the AIDS Walk?
Yes, Brooklyn Collective will be walking in the AIDS Walk. We have our time tees, and people can meet up with us, or you can...
Did you guys register?
We are registered as a team. You can search Brooklyn Collective on the site.
Okay, definitely. No problem. After the show, I guess you'll get my information from Black, and we'll...
Sure.
I'll definitely get your information.
Sure, I'll do that. No problem.
Now, for your topic, Mr. Black.
Yes.
So, now it's my topic.
Mm-hmm.
Long-distance relationships, do they work? How do they work, and are they worth it? So in the call room, hit us up, 347-857-4300, to press one if you guys come to chime in about this. Long-distance relationships, I've done them.
You have?
I've done the long-distance relationships.
But you've done it, via military?
We're not talking about all that right now.
But that's the thing. Like, long-distance relationships, there's a lot of different... You have military, you have prison, you have just internet dating.
We're locked up, all right?
There are different aspects, and each aspect, has its own variable that allows it to work or not work. So...
Anyway, she's just speaking in my file, but...
Mm-hmm.
Long distance. With that, it takes a lot of discipline,
mm-hmm.
a lot of trust on both ends. And
I don't get though, like with guys, I hate it when guys say it takes a lot of discipline, because.
What do you mean?
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I can understand the emotion and where it's coming from, but that's what bothers me, because as a female, or at least I won't even speak for all females, at least as me, I know that, like, when I'm wrapped up into a guy, like, I'm wrapped up into him. Like, no other guy really exists to me, unless maybe I may feel like I'm pissed off or, you know, I may just decide to bait, you know, feed into something else. But at the end of the day, if I'm wrapped up into you, that's all that matters. So no matter how far away you may be, there's no issue with me having to discipline myself because I'm just automatically, like, unresponsive or turned off to anything else outside of you.
Okay, now that's just you. You know,
no,
that's just you. But, and like I said, it takes discipline. Here's why. Of course, it's obvious why I said that, because, you know, temptation is there. Like, hey, your girl or your man is X amount of miles away, you know, and this is right here in your face, you know. What do you do on both ends?
I mean, your hands don't...
What's up?
Your hands don't work? Because mine do work, especially my right hand.
Oh, I bet your right hand is strong as hell, ain't it?
It is. It is. It's going to have, like, hella arthritis when I get older, but...
The kung fu grip right there. But, no, let's see, even that, because, let's meet, you know, some guys and women. I got guys and women, because most, you know, some women, they cheat too, but they dress a little bit more, you know, subtle, and they clean up their mess. But, hey, shit, I'll admit it. Women are better cheaters than men. Hands down, point blank.
Because of the same thing that you hate us for. That's the only reason why.
I don't hate women for that. I acknowledge it, you know. I think women are better cheaters than men.
For the emotional aspect,
right,
I have to talk about.
The long distance thing.
What?
So, I'm talking about the long distance thing, and even with Sash, because I'm not sure of the situation. I'm not going to, you know, put stuff out there and out there, but, you know, him being an artist, he's going to have to travel. You know, like, he got to go at PA or, you know, even globally.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with this comes groupies and things of that nature.
I mean,
so
you
Sash,
can
have you,
one
like
go and still have groupies.
Dealing with the groupies or dealing with the long-distance relationship?
The long-distance,
yeah. I've had to deal with it from all aspects, being in a long-term relationship, and then the relationship was long-distance, and it survived because I was faithful, and so was she. And then having to deal with, that was, like, really before the music thing started to really take off and before I really had, like, any kind of a presence. And now, since then, it's the same thing. You know, as long as I know what's important and I keep my priorities right, which is my relationship, you know, I don't necessarily have problems. Sometimes you have to deal with the insecurity of my significant other, you know, but that's on them, you know. As far as my part, I always take care of me, and I'm the kind of person that, like Lady Steele said, if I'm into you, I'm into you, and I don't see anybody else.
To me, that's what I think that, like, most relationships should be like. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anybody should just be able to, like, come and tempt you, and then you fall victim. Like, if you're able to... In my opinion, if you're able to do that, then you're not as in love as you think that you are.
Exactly. I totally agree. I think people toss around the being in love and the word love around, you know, without knowing exactly what it means, or, you know, I don't think people say it, but obviously if you're able to be distracted as easily as some people are, then they can't be in the same kind of love as, you know, someone who isn't.
Yeah, that's great that you said the same kind of love, because a lot of people, love is different, and it's one of those crazy things that nobody can really say it's right or wrong, because it translates to everybody differently.
Right.
However, a lot of people equate the wrong things with love, and
right. That's,
like, their number one downfall, but if anybody's ever truly, like, really, like, felt it, been in love, like, the way that I believe that it's meant to be, there is, you could take the person that, whoever it is that you see on TV or in the magazines, they could walk in front of you and it would not faze you because you are just so wrapped up into that person.
That's right.
So let me ask you both something.
Okay.
You guys are wrapped up, quote unquote, in your significant other. But you guys are about 2,000 miles apart.
Mm.
You guys get into a little fight. You know, now, they still, she's mad at him, Sash, you're mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
You go out. Run into something and, hey, you know, you're not at the bar. You had a couple drinks, you know. Lady still homeboy is, you know, give you the signs that he wants to give you the pipe, and Sash shorty's across the bar winking and getting you the look and X, Y, Z.
Can I take this question?
Sure.
Because I've been involved in I'm notorious for long-distance relationships for the most part. Like, my first relationship, which eventually he was my husband, ended up being enlisted in the Marines. And when he initially enlisted, it was about a year before we were actually together. And I was, like, hell-bent on being faithful. And I ended up gaining, like, almost a porn addiction because of it. Because I was not going out, you know, I wasn't going to seek anything else. I was just working, whatever. I have my needs, but I was going to a local video store. I was servicing myself, and it became, like, almost like a problem when we did reconnect because I was so used to just going at it myself. I've also dated someone that was imprisoned, and I also, you know, dated someone online. Now, when to get me angry, it takes a lot, and if I'm upset, I may do something just to be spiteful. I will not lie. I definitely can be spiteful. So if I sleep with someone, it may not necessarily be because I want to. It just may be just because I want to know that I did it and I can use it as ammunition later on.
Oh.
It sucks.
That's some cold-blooded shit.
Huh?
That's some cold-blooded shit.
I mean, but that's what happens. When I get upset, when I'm really, like, when I'm angry, then that's what you bring, like, the monster out of me. And
okay,
I can't
so pretty much,
be, like, a
so
fucking...
pretty much. I'm just trying to paraphrase here. So, lady, still, your man is 3,000 miles away. You guys have a fight. You're pissed at him. You go to the bar. Dude is buying you drinks. He's shooting you the look. You know, he looking at his lips, snatching all that.
No, let's not even do that scenario because
Wait. So, just to be spiteful at your man who's 3,000 miles away, you'll fuck him so you can bring it up to him in a fight later on?
I mean, I've done it before. It's not a normal practice.
Cold-blooded. Right? So,
yes, sir.
However, at the end of the day, I do not recommend that practice. If you know, I do not recommend that practice if you know that you're fucking with a real dude. Like, at the end of the day, there are different types of men, and you have to know who you're dealing with and what you could get away with.
That's, Brother Black, I'm not spiteful, so if
I'm very vengeful.
I'm notorious for having, like, I can say a small fight can become a breakup for me because there's no such thing as a small fight for me. You know what I mean? Little things to me are indications of big problems. So
the things to come.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So I would just end it there. So if at the end of that night I took somebody else home, then it's not cheating. Like, my relationship with the previous person is over, you know. So it's not spiteful. It's something that, you know, I've decided, listen, that fight was big enough to end our relationship, and now I'm going to start something new, or I'm just going to, you know, smash something for the night, you know.
Or
so,
at least
read
for now.
Not to interrupt.
Yeah.
Not to interrupt in all. But we have a caller.
Oh,
they want to say something. They want to chime in. So we're going to let them do that. Going to unmute their microphone, get them situated, and I'm going to call you out. And let me say, you're writing that letter, right? 2158, sorry, you're live on Pregame Radio. Who you are and where you calling from?
This is Shantae Poeta de Dios Morales. How are you guys?
What's up, what's up?
All right.
Hi. Hi. I have something to say.
They still told us y'all at a church.
Huh?
Yes, you're going to be on tomorrow night, aren't you? You're going to give us something
tonight? I'm
going
to try. I'm supposed to go out on a date with my husband tomorrow, but I'm going to try to, like, you know, do it on the side.
Oh.
It's all good. You know, I'll try to do it in somewhere in between there. For sure.
So, I hope so.
Mrs. Morales, do you have anything you want to say about our topic or...
I do. I think that with the long-distance relationship, quite naturally, both of you have to be on the same level of maturity and understanding that, you know, there are going to be times where you're just simply lonely. It's not, you know, just about sex. You want to be held. I want to, you know, I want to be in the comfort in the arms of my significant other, and they're going to, the harsh reality is there's going to be times where that person cannot be there because they are too far to just, you know, hop up out the bed 2 o'clock in the morning when you're feeling vulnerable and, you know, whatever. They can't come to your rescue. I mean, you can talk to them over the phone, and if that's suitable, then that's fine. But I think it doesn't work, not just for the obvious reasons, you know, infidelity or anything like that. I think that it's just a person gets tired of being alone and lonely. You know, all their immediate friends have their partners there with them, and you're being faithful, but yours is 3,000 miles away. You know, I think that just wears a person out to the point where they're like, you know what, I'm just going to either end it or I'm going to do something else while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's just all about sex. I think that a person
yes,
a companion.
It's definitely not all about sex. But I think what ends up happening, at least in my case with my long-distance relationships, is, like, when you get into the situation, you understand and you know what you're getting into. So you know you're going to have those lonely nights, and you decide that you like or you love the person that much to endure those lonely nights and give up, you know, that aspect of the relationship until whenever you guys can both be together. It's when that person decides that they're going to act like they live up the block from you. And, you know, that's when the relationship takes a turn for the worse because you start demanding or acting like you're right here and you want me to do certain things that you can't even, you know, you want me to, for instance, you want to try to pretty much play like a major role, and you already do, but you want to put your hand in it as if you are actually living with me when you're not. And I've already decided that I'm giving up a huge, you know, portion of me until we could get whatever it is that we have going on situated. And that's normally where the conflict, I think, comes in.
Now, so when you say acting like they live with you, so you mean like they calling you and saying, hey, pick up some orange juice and, or.
No, I'm saying
I want to know.
I'm saying like, okay, for instance, when my ex-husband, when he went into deployment to Iraq or whatever, we had our issues beforehand, and I did want a divorce. But I didn't want to, you know, address that before he was going to deploy. I didn't want, you know, that frame of mind or whatever. And I kind of talked myself out of it, you know, like the first 3 to 4 months while he was, you know, gone, and figured, like, I'm going to redirect myself to it. So because we spent, like, a year apart prior to that, I was used to, like, just the letters. And to me, he was sweeter in the letters than he was in person. And that's kind of what messed it up, because when we actually did reunite is when the tension came, because everything that was written just wasn't what he followed through on.
Okay.
So it's like when you tell me, oh, you know what, you're not going to go to this party because I'm not comfortable with it, but you're not even here. So you just want me to sit at home and...
Well, most people, for the most part in a relationship, you know, they want to know that they have that control, you know, at least in that case. You know, they just wanted to know that he can control you in that way. I can still control your environment, though I'm not in it. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a lot of feedback. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, I think they just want,
Not to cut anyone off, but Sag Black, he does have to go. He is at an event, so he just had to come out to rock on pregame radio. So
I'm sorry, I didn't want to be rude.
Before you go, you already know I got to ask you to leave us something light, you know, 30 seconds off the top, just so people know. And by the way, I'm making an executive decision.
Well, keep Shantae input as well.
Huh?
I keep Shantae in so she can give her input as well.
Right, she's still here. She's still here. Hold on.
Like it's hot then.
And we don't have the time to play him. So before he goes, like I said, he's gonna let you guys know where you can find him again. And
yes,
he's gonna leave us something light. Go ahead, Sag.
All right, you can find me, like I said, at brooklyncollective.com. I'm on Facebook, Keith Sagittarius Black Cyrus. You can Google Brooklyn Collective. On Twitter, I'm at Sag Black or at DJ H Blends at Brooklyn BK Collective. You can holler at us at J-Sai. Shout out to J-Sai, who's our publicist. Something like, what you want? Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Style on them. Style on them. No offense, let the defense pile on them. Move like my green miles in autumn. Money's falling. Honey's calling. I'm balling. Only fans get the best of me. I put my all in. Couldn't guess the recipe. I switched cheese all them. Warm in a pot. Too hot. I'm boiling. But calm, cool. Calm. Shots move like. I can't get it. Excuse me.
Thanks for coming through.
Thank you, Brother Black. Thank
night.
You, Lady Steele. I will see you guys tomorrow night, definitely.
All right, no doubt. Have a good one, man. Peace.
All right, good night.
Good luck. You have a second chance, man.
I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll give you that second.
All right.
I will do it myself.
That was completely off the dome, though. That's, you know, that was completely off the dome. It wasn't that written on his phone or, you know, it wasn't on no piece of paper he had in his pocket. So none of that. Like, we know that was completely off the dome. Now, back to the topic. Back to the topic at hand.
That long-distance love.
Long-distance relationship. Now, I understand where, you know, you say they want that control, and it's not even really the control because there was times, you know, my girl, she would call me and go, hey, it's cool, I'm going to a such and such party, you know. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Go have some fun, you know. And there's times I'd be like, I ain't comfortable with that. It out of 10 she went anyway, but it is what it is.
Why weren't
and
you comfortable?
That, you know,
what made you uncomfortable with it?
At the time it was who was taking her. And I feel comfortable with it because that person, you know, likes to try to drive drunk. And, you know, I ain't really with that.
Right, but you had your reason. And in Lady Phil's case, it was just, I don't want you to go.
There's
no reason. You had a reason. You know, I'm not comfortable with it because your safety, you know, is the question. I don't want to have to think about it all night. Did you get there safe? Did you get back or whatever? But in her case, she's saying that he just didn't want her to go.
She's correct because I've been in a situation or scenario as to where, like I said, I've had it from all three points, military, jail, and just, you know, plain old internet dating. And the person isn't here, but
internet dating.
They, shut the hell up. But
they know either because I tell them or because they see it online or whatever, you know, like when I'm promoting certain events or whatever. And
right.
I'll get a call like, you know, you're not going to be going there, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this is a part of my livelihood. Oh, you're not going there. And it's like, you're not, for one, the only thing I could say, at least like in the military, you know, you have something going back and forth, some type of benefits. There's a, you know, a household established. But for someone that is either in prison or that is just, you know, over the internet to try to like regulate your life without actually being there, that's a problem.
Hmm. Now, I don't know, Steve, because like Sean said, you know, they sometimes the guy does want that control. And hey, sometimes the woman wants that control too.
It does. It happens.
Like, you know, so with all of these factors, you know what I'm saying, with all of these things into play, whatnot, should we, like, really, like, are the longest relationships really worth it? Like, I haven't really heard of a longest relationship that actually flourished, like, they got married, you know what I'm saying? And
I mean, but I did get married off of a long-distance relationship. I was
like, okay, but
prior.
Still, I have said this once, I've said it a million times. You are in a class by yourself. You cannot be compared to normal people.
Whatever.
You cannot even be compared to abnormal people. Like, there's regular people, there's abnormal people, and then there's
Lady Steel.
Whatever. I mean, I'm speaking for the people that are like me, and I know there are more people like me.
No,
whatever.
There are not.
But, I mean, like, I knew him prior and ended up
trying.
You've been in the military. You know how it can be.
I have not been in the military.
Oh.
No, not I. I have not been in the military.
I think you just picked a certain type of people.
I was real close to fully signing up. I was almost there.
I don't know. After my experience, you know, with that military, it seems like every relationship that followed, I've been more comfortable within a long-term, within a long-distance relationship versus, like, a traditional relationship. That's just the way, I guess, I mean, not saying that it's good, but that's just the way that it seems.
I think it takes a special, you know, kind of person, you know, people to be able to endure that, because it depends on how long you plan on staying in a long distance. Now, I know there are people who are in a long distance relationship now, you know, their spouse is in VR or what have you, and they're up here on their grind making their money so that they can get their spouse over here. But they have a goal, you know what I'm saying, 2-3 years, then we get you over here, we get your papers, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, they work it out. There has to be some sort of goal for you guys to unite eventually.
Yeah.
Because you can't live like that forever.
But here's the thing. Like, do you start these long-distance relationships thinking, like, yeah, this is my soulmate. I've never seen her before, but I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her.
Sounds crazy, but people do it.
I know people do it, but I just think that person.
You feel what I'm saying?
I think that person could be in love
with
the thought.
State of mind.
You heard me?
I'm sorry?
No, I did not.
No, I said I think those type of people are in love with the thought of being in love.
It's possible.
I don't. You're in love with the thought of loving that person. You know, how can you love that person? I mean, you don't know the ugly side to that person.
I mean, the same logic can kind of be applied to people that don't believe in sleeping with, you know, their partner until they're married, or living with their partner until they're married.
They still make those?
Shut up.
Yeah, they do. That's funny. They still make those. Well, no, because they're still in a committed relationship. You know, they just don't want to give that part of their body for whatever reason they may have, you know, they don't want to be intimate in that way. But that doesn't mean that they're not in love with the individual. They could have seen all that they could about this person and still love them in spite of. I think when you start loving someone because of, if that because of is ever gone, then what do you have? So I love her because, you know, blah, 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 blah. But if that list starts to deteriorate, are you still in love with that person? I think that's when you know it's really, really true love. That's just my opinion on it.
You
love somebody by
know.
Looking at them and having a conversation with them in one shot, and I'm in love. I'm in love with the thought of loving somebody like you. But
that
doesn't mean you love that individual.
Great way.
For those who don't know, the show's being extended, so if you're listening, if you're streaming us via the web, you're going to want to call in, because at 1 o'clock, the door closes, and whoever's here is here. We're going to keep this going because this is kind of good. This is kind of like, you know, I'm enjoying this.
No, you're going to make it on dirty laundry because, I mean, I have very strong beliefs on this topic. Like, there's only because there's so many reasons why a long-distance relationship won't work. But
let me ask the question. Which type of relationship has a better chance of surviving? If the two people meet and then one moves, making it a long-distance relationship, or if the two are already apart, start a relationship, and then meet afterwards?
Ooh. I don't know.
Which one has a better chance of surviving?
That's a tough decision.
It is a tough decision. I think they both stand in the same gap.
They do, because you want to know something? If you knew someone, I'll give you for example. My ex-husband met when I was 12, he's 13, we started dating, we lost each other, found each other again at 16, 17, moved in off the back, got married at 19, 20. However, beforehand, we were living together, like I said, since I was 16, we were living together, and at that point, I felt already like I was grown and like I was, already his wife or whatever the case may be. The only thing lacking is he was a lazy individual. I had to kind of push for him to do something. He decided he wanted to do the military, and so he went that route. And in my head, I'm thinking, you know, the military is going to be a great look. He's going to, you know, finally get that discipline and leave this place and
right.
The people around him and, you know, do what he has to do. So now get down to it and, you know, boot camp, 3 months, we're apart, and this is the longest we've been apart, you know, since we got
12
together.
12 weeks.
I'm living, like, my life is the mailbox. The mailman is my savior.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to sing the mail song from Blue's Clues every time the mail came.
But
word up.
Like most military families, they feel like the mailbox is your friend, your savior. And once a week, like, we managed to get a rhythm as to when I was receiving, I was sent out, you know? And I would get like this nice letter, and it's like everything that I was trying to drill into his head from before, he was finally understanding. And I just fell in love with him all over again throughout that period of time. We set our wedding date for, you know, when he went on leave, when he got his 10 days leave. And, you know, when everything was, you know, finished or whatever, and he came home, we got married. And when he came home and got married, it was already a red flag because we were late. Our wedding date was postponed to, like, a date later because he...
Wow.
Somehow,
the wedding
back, he slipped back into the same rhythm he was used to, just being lazy. So when we woke up to go and get the license and stuff, it ended up, like, off track or whatever. So I'm like, you know what, it doesn't matter.
That's the first time I heard of someone making their wedding late.
Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to make this work or whatever. And, you know, throughout training and MOS school and all that, ended up being a year before
we...
Actually,
you're taking me back.
it was like a year before we actually were able to, you know, reunite, and we kept contact via phone and internet, but it was still, like, you know, semi-sweet. However, when we actually, you know, a year later, I'm actually in California, and we're together, it's like all hell broke loose, because nothing, if anything, him going into the military revealed more about him and tore him down as to what I had him built up to be to me.
Mm-mm. Well, and, from what I heard, the military does that.
Huh?
From what I've heard, the military does that. They break down what you are and make you what they want you to be.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He didn't even become what they wanted, because they wanted to kick him out anyway.
Oh,
he,
but then
it's him as an individual.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Her ex-husband
is on blast tonight.
That's the thing, him as an individual. And so that was like an eye-opener to me, because he, you know, for the most part, was someone very important to me. And, yeah, we made a very big decision on being young, but I made the decision that I made not with a young mind. I made it very seriously to commit, you know, and to be married to him. At the end of the day, like, I used to get my ass whooped for sneaking off to see him. I lost my virginity to him. He was, like, you know, like, everything to me, and I felt like I finally got him. And then that's when I was taught the lesson, be careful what you wish for. Because I used to literally pray every night faithfully to have him, and I got him.
Oh, wow.
And it was a nightmare, but, yeah, I had him beforehand, and then we ended up in a long-distance type of situation, and be a long distance, it was great, but then once we actually, you know, got back together, it kind of just opened my eyes as to the person that he is. It lifted off the blinders that I had on before.
Here's the thing. Any relationship, especially to me, any relationship over time it can be doomed. Any type of relationship. You fall in love today, and then 10 years later, you've grown to be this type of person, and he's grown to be this type of person, and you grew apart. You know what I'm saying? So every relationship has to go through their seasons of maturity and, you know, coming back together. Do you still have the same goals? You know, are you still ambitious about this? Is there, you know, I believe this is me. You should have these relationship meetings with each other, just so you know that you're growing in love. You know, you fell in love. Now let's grow in love, not grow apart. You understand what I'm saying? So a long-distance relationship has that much more strain on it, because you're still trying to be one but apart. And it makes it very hard to work.
Well,
you're
absolutely correct in that respect, because it's like that's the thing, like, we grew apart because at one point he was so high on a pedestal and, like, maybe, like, the strongest person that I could recognize with or understood. And then it's like at the same time when he was the strongest person, I was, you know, weaker, I was younger. But then as a married woman, a little bit older, even though I was 19, but then again, it progressed to 20, 21, and et cetera, he still remained that 17-year-old that I used to think was so mature, but he wasn't. So that's the thing. Like, we grew apart, but because he did not grow up.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I think long distance, it makes it even harder.
Yeah, because if, you know, for the most part, honestly, if he never went into the military, I probably would have still been caught up, you know, into the same maze that we were in. But seeing it in a different setting and a different light and a different scenario, I had no choice but to recognize what probably was already in the back of my head. I had no choice but to recognize it for what it really was. There was no more excuses left for me to exhaust on him.
Well, for the first... Mr. Lady Stale Pounds, you need your ass beat.
That's a help, because you want to know something? At the end of the day, I was still smart enough, and I still took a backseat to my pride and decided to get a divorce, you know, against what most of my family stands for. And I took a stand
They work it out.
Huh?
They work it out, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, I worked it out for me.
They stay together.
Sure, but at the end of the day, like, I did something for me. I don't want to be, you know, sit here, like, 10, 20 years from now saying, like, damn, I'm trapped, or I can't leave now, or whatever, or I'm worried because they're going to think this and that. Like, I made a mistake, and I learned things from it, I grew from it, but I'm not going to stay trapped in it.
I could dig it. I could dig it. Like I said, yo, if you're streaming, you got 4 minutes to call in before the door closes, 347-857-4302. We're talking long distance relationships. I'm learning. I'm
scenario number
to decide whether they're worth it or not.
I'm going to give you scenario number two as well. Again, when I say, like, there's, like...
Because they're cold-blooded, so, like,
whatever.
Well, Black, I don't. Like, I think it depends on who you are. If you think it's worth it, any relationship, you know, some relationships go 40 years and then they get divorced. It is like, what?
Yeah,
40 years. And it's like, you know, even 25 years is like, dude, how you break up now? Like, what?
Like, nothing
happened?
That was married for like 30-plus years, did 27 years locked up, stayed with her, got out, divorced her.
Exactly, but you so it depends on you. If you feel like, you know, no matter what happens, I enjoyed the ride or whatever, you know, I don't think it's worth it because I'm an invested type of person and I'm very calculated. So, I mean, if it had to be something where you go away for a year, for instance, my cousin is going away to Afghanistan this month. And, you know, he has a wife, 3 children, you know what I'm saying? But she's on a level like, okay, well, you know what, this right here is we're going to focus on knocking out these bills. We're going to focus on this. We're going to focus on that. And, next year I'll see you. And that works for them. I would probably be so up. Like, wait, I don't want... Can we talk to them, please? You know, I would feel very afraid. I don't know why. I think a year is a long time. I mean, not just sexually, just
it is,
a long
and it's
time.
Very trying. Because I've done a couple of years, and that's my
it
next
very
scenario:
trying.
the prison boyfriend, the lockdown love, which I've also
the
been
lockdown
involved.
Lockdown love. Wow.
I mean.
Wow.
But it happens, and you know what's crazy? There's an online community.
Yeah, did you, like, send him open shit?
There is, like, a Facebook for people involved in that scenario.
You know, I heard that, but I saw it really. It was just rumor because I refused.
No, it's not a rumor. It's very, very, it's a very, very big site. I believe it's prisontalkonline.com, and there's also jpay.com, and jpay is normally where everybody goes to put, like, money on the books and stuff like that, but they have the forums. They have different sections for wives, spouses of incarcerated individuals, mothers, fathers, siblings of incarcerated individuals, and then they end up clicked up, too, as to where, you know, the significant others of lifers versus 10 years versus months. Like, it's crazy.
I think it's unfair. If you're doing life...
The state versus county, and then they have, you know, state by state. Like, it breaks up in so many subcategories, and me being in that situation is how I stumbled upon all this information, but it's a whole new world within itself, and that's a struggle within itself.
I think it's unfair when you're incarcerated for that long to, like, really ask somebody to wait for you.
I mean,
to me, because you really have no way of getting to them. Like, if you live a 33,000 mile away, you say,
I'm going to be locked down for, like, the next 5 years.
maybe two if I do good behavior.
Let me tell you something.
But,
2 years is not bad. I mean, it's a long time, but it's not bad. But when you're talking life.
Yeah, and they have women that are willing and ready to marry lifers. They actually have, like, a site that is close, very
close. For the consequences.
Yeah, there's a site that's very close to, like, eHarmony for inmates in which they post their their dating profiles. So,
wow.
And people troll them. A lot of women get caught up, you know, they date one and they're so used to a lifestyle, they get caught up, thank God, you know, I didn't. Or whatever the case may be, and that particular relationship, ironically, had nothing to do with the lockup scenario. It fell apart based on religion.
Wow.
Wait.
The Christianity-Muslim connection just didn't work out too well.
Was he trying to convert you and make you put a rag on your face?
No, I already made it clear I would not do that because I love him.
Did he say put a rag on your face?
I love him way too much.
Oh, Lord. You said you love him?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I love him.
Wow.
I hear you. I hear you. I just think, you know, if you're going
to
be away that long, don't.
So you haven't given up the swan, huh?
No, I made that very clear in the beginning.
But also, if you're incarcerated, I mean, you can send letters and, you know, correspond like that back and forth or what have you if they have internet, you know, all of that stuff. But doesn't a person, you know, isn't their mind a bit institutionalized after a period of time being in there?
For
you know,
the most part, like it
depends
on the individual you're dealing with. Because we're in my case, I'm talking about someone that, honestly, real talk, I found on Facebook, which is crazy. So when I was given the number to call,
yeah, it's Facebook. It ain't eHarmony, damn it.
No, but this is the thing. Like that's the new hustle: smuggling cell phones into prison, and they create profiles, you know, via the cell phones. So. You like
wow.
There really isn't like no security.
Wow. That's another topic in itself.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It is.
I can't say nothing about that.
I mean, but
oh,
can you
no.
imagine like you're speaking to someone online, you guys exchange numbers and you call
hell
them
no.
and then you know you exchange numbers, you call them up and you're talking to them and next thing you know, oh, by the way, I'm, like, locked up.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, no, you're not.
I'm like,
well, you locked up.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, all right, hold your head. Write me.
I'm like, how are you locked
up
on Facebook? You have a cell phone. No. Oh, don't worry about that. That's just what we do. So.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, have fun with that. I don't know. I wouldn't I wouldn't hook up with a chick that's locked up. Like, nah.
Just saying
I don't know how it works.
Yeah. What's their profile picture? They mugshot?
Oh, snap.
No. A lot of the times, believe it or not, but that's the thing. If you have a cell phone, you're taking pictures of yourself.
Right.
So they got pictures in their jail blues in front of those paradise backdrops.
When you're in the confinement of your dorm or your room or whatever the case may be, you're not really
the off-white background, right?
So they take bathroom pictures, like
because it was literally
a
roommate that I found.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They have dogs now that they're training to sniff out the cell phones because the prisons actually tried to take like the cell phone providers to court so that they can get like blocks in the prison so that they wouldn't get signals because they knew that like a lot of the phones were being smuggled in there and the cell phone providers fought it because they know that that's big business at the end of the day. Like, a prisoner has a BlackBerry, and eventually they're going to get caught up with it. You know, like a free phone that you may have, like an old-school free flip phone that you may have that's, like, meaningless to us outside, in prison goes for about a good $300.
Oh, and cigarettes?
Hmm?
And cigarettes?
No, $300 in cash.
Oh, my. You said it's cigarettes.
Cigarettes are its own hustle, and they go for a lot more. But just imagine the free flip phone from, like, 96 is going for $300. So imagine, like, a
wow.
Black...
Wow.
Wow, I have, like, $1,200 in fucking jail money that's sitting in the crib.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's what they're using. So the cell phone providers, like, they're hip to the game. They know what's going on. But they also realize, like, they're going to get money off of it, and they challenged it. And they weren't, the prisons weren't able to win the block, you know, within the walls. So now they have dogs.
Some of them are like, yo, don't blame us because you can't do your job.
Exactly.
Because the people doing their jobs are the ones bringing it in, though.
Then fucking then somebody ain't doing their job right.
It's the COs that are bringing in the drugs and the phones.
The warden ain't investigating, right, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's all sorts of stuff you feel like, you know what I'm saying? This is jail. It ain't supposed to be, you know, even though niggas bringing the contraband and all that shit anyway, but come on, cell phones?
Yes, you did
like,
not.
Come on, even if it's all migrate, that shit still makes noise.
Did you not read that?
What?
Charles Manson got caught with one.
Charles Manson?
Yes.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Wait.
Yes,
he
survived.
He really got caught with a cell phone. That's why they're cracking down on Facebook because a lot of them are creating Facebook profiles from their illegal cell phones.
They got pictures in the yard and shit pumping weight.
But that right there is another whole topic. You know, COs are, ooh, they can be wretched.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can.
It can be a trip. It's amazing.
And I think they're called, like, New York's oldest or some shit like that.
What'd you say? That it's called what?
I think they're called, like, New York's boldest or something like that.
I don't know what they're called. They should be
New
called
York,
criminals.
But
at least Rikers, like, they're very lenient compared to... state prisons in the South, Midwest, and West Coast. Like, Rikers has no idea what the rest of the prison population is going through.
Man, listen. But we so moved away from the this relationship. But, wow, that's just crazy what they're doing in the prisons. But anybody who's over there, hold your head. But also, you know what really grabs... If that doesn't even grab my gaze, but it kind of disturbs me. Because everyone has done it or they've seen it at some point in their life. Free such and such. Now, I'm all for, you know, say if it's a family member, of course, you want your brother out, like, you know, they did fire for you, whatever. But for the other people, like, they do free Max B. Max B is a dope MC. Hands down, no arguments from me. But come on, look at what he did.
I mean,
right?
Catch the wave.
Look at what he did. Now, are you still going to be saying free such and such if whatever crowd they're in jail for, they did it to somebody close to you?
Right.
Of course not.
No,
that's the
way it works.
So that's the... That's just that. Like I said, kind of disturbs me. But you know, you got to feel like you know, you got to remember why they there in the first place.
It's
like,
disturbing, but
rap, like, yeah, cool.
On the other side, if the offender is a good friend of yours, do you turn your back on them as well?
It's not turning the back. But you're not saying, hey, I'll still write them. You know.
I mean
if
I
is,
still,
but.
For tomorrow, you just didn't have
three
ladies.
My brother was locked up.
I'm saying me. If I was locked up tomorrow, you're not going to have Free Lady Steel t-shirts?
It depends on what you get arrested for.
He said, wait, go back, rewind. Free Lady Steel t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, because I would actually do a bid like that. But it depends what you get arrested for.
That's not
like, if you get arrested for, like, drunken misconduct in public, yeah, I'll put on a Free Lady Steel, because, shit, that's what you do. Like, come on.
Oh, what? No, I do not. I do not be drunk in public. Shut up.
No. See, you're drunk now, it's your drunken misconduct. You know, like, if it's something like that, yeah, I'll throw on a Free Lady Steel t-shirt. Like, fuck it, I'll be outside the precinct. But if you rob, like, 15 people and your ass got caught, I still might be like, yo, your dumb ass should know better.
I mean, they should,
I'll
but
still like you.
Today.
You can still call, you can't call me collect, though, but I'll still like you.
Mike, we're still friends, but right is right and wrong is wrong. Like, what means you couldn't borrow the money? You couldn't ask me, ask my opinion about it? Like, if we're friends, before you go on, like, a murder spree, can I know? You know, I mean, if we're good friends like that.
I might want to go with you.
You know, like, can I know something? But
I mean,
still your friend. I'm going to send you money so you can eat. You're going to be fly as whatever. But I can't stand
for I'll make sure you don't have to want for nothing while you locked up.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to be the motherfucker. Oh, Free Lady Steel.
That's very good to know that. Very good to know that if Lady Steel is the case, that pregame radio will not of her.
I mean, you know, if you could find a way to, like most lawyers do, manipulate the system. You know, I mean, if you could find a way to do that, and
if you could get off like that, I will be happy for you. But
that's wonderful.
If the jury say guilty and the judge throw the book of your black ass, I'm going to be like, see what? You should have called me.
Well, you're just an asshole, and I see where pregame radio is for Lady Steel.
Well, like I said,
oh, snap.
If it's something like that, so you're going to have to, serve your time. I'm sorry, but if it's some real petty bullshit, I'll be Free Lady Steel. I'll make a hat, t-shirt, I'll have it spray painted on my jeans.
Believe me, because I know she's on the line, and I know her from church. I'm really sparing my mouth right now, but I have words for you.
Oh, I'm not nervous or anything.
Oh, you fucking fuck.
One,
how
about head. Two,
me on
this
show.
Is pre-game radio. There are no rules to what you say.
Well, did you hear all the fucks
and
I just gave you?
Yeah,
you know
I heard him.
Better.
He was busy talking. He didn't hear you. I think
so
you should
when
tell
he
him again.
Playback, he'll hear it.
What she said?
You didn't hear nothing she just said. You didn't hear anything she just said.
When he listens to the playback, he's going to hear that shit.
No, say it again with your bold ass.
I thought we were loyalty is a lifestyle, not a word.
Ooh.
I dig it. And I'll still be loyal to you, but you guys said you're listening.
What am I going to do?
The Rikers with a wrecking ball, bust out the wall and break you out? Like, come on.
Let me ask
you
something.
The point is, you would be on a campaign to get me free. You'd be advertising.
Not if you did something like rob people. Now, if you got framed for it, you best believe I'll build a website and everything for it.
I can't understand you, because you didn't say not if you took a life. You said not if I didn't rob people. Every day you rob people when you sell them those stupid-ass cell phones.
But that's legal.
But it's still robbery.
It's legal.
Legal
what
robbery.
Does,
the stock market is legal gambling. So what are you talking about?
Ooh, that's so true.
Hey, and they lose their money. It's a game of chance. You can choose to buy a cell phone.
What you're doing is
exactly.
Robbery.
Fine, it's robbery.
Okay, so again, why would you be dismissive if I caught a case. Let me not even talk about this. I'm not trying to speak this into existence because I already know how pregame radio is going to stand on this. So I don't want to.
I didn't even say
I don't want to.
I would not be dismissive.
Not speak it into existence.
Like
and
I said, I would still hold you down. But
I don't need nothing in the commissary. Ain't nobody going to take my cornbread. What I need is the public.
Yeah, but if you committed a murderous crime, how would I convince the public to be on a campaign to make you free? Like,
exactly.
I have to have a legitimate, manipulative kind of conversation with them.
Unless
you know, something. I would have to convince them in some way. Free
crime. Not
why?
Even, though. You forget how many people know ladies steal and how many people follow and listen and comment in. They would have to know that some crazy thing had to happen to make me snap.
My question to
right.
you is, when
right.
they say,
so
well,
like
wow, what, she lost her mind. Why should we let her free? What do you think the proper response should be? Okay, so you spazzed out and stabbed homeboy up. What's the deal? Like, how do I explain that? How do I explain that? Now, I'm going to make definite enemies in his family. They're going to always hate me. They're going to see me in the street. They might want to stab me, too, because I'm going to free your son's murderer campaign. So now how do I convince these people, you know, she deserves to be free now, not just because she's my friend.
It's not
why
about
do you deserve to be free?
Like I said, you're going to you stab him up, you get locked up, I'm spearheading the campaign.
Very valid points, but at the end of the day, according to that logic, I myself should not be living because my mother killed someone in cold blood, you know, her lover, whatever the case may be, and they swore to God they were going to get her, whatever the case, or whoever came after her, and I'm still walking. Probably by the grace of God, but
right, right.
By the grace of God, exactly.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I mean, well, then do all of that for me too.
Oh yeah, prayer for sure. What? Shut in.
Yeah, we're gonna pray for you.
12 to 6 a.m. at night, we praying.
Well, and they just don't do it in private.
No, we don't
do everybody.
Ow.
I'm gonna make it a prayer hour in Union Square. How about that?
The new website actually has a religion forum and a prayer request section as well.
That's what's up.
Look, we're not gonna get there yet. All right, we're talking about everything tonight.
Yeah.
With this free game radio extended edition. So thank you, people in the call still rocking with us. Shout out to where you at. 410-330-225. Oh my goodness. 305s, 304s. So big shout out to all y'all on the check-in.
Who the hell is 225 though?
It's the hell out of me. I don't know where that's at.
I'm about to
look. But they ain't press one and I ain't gonna put them on blast, so it is what it is.
225, wherever you are, please let us know where you're from if I don't find you on Google.
Let us know where you're from.
What does Brooklyn Black mean when he says, I dig it?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Huh?
Baton Rouge is 225. Okay, we can go on now.
Well, thank you for that.
Did you hear my question, Lady Steele?
Huh?
Did you hear my question? I'm not going
no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I said, what does Brooklyn Black mean when he says, I dig it? Because he said that just a few minutes ago, and it reminded me of something. So what does he mean when he says, I dig it?
I think I dig it is like a cosign, or like I understand, or I got you.
Ding, ding, ding.
I have to know. Sorry.
And
shout out. Hold on, time out. Shout out. Shout out to Shadow, who is my new kitty cat, and I love her, and she has a foot fetish, and she's kind of tickling me. So if I sound weird, that's why.
All right. Shout out to Shadow. Make sure Shadow get all the toe jam and the little critters in between you. But
Brooklyn Black, you never had long distance love?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I'm not talking about that right now. I was talking about where I got a digger from.
Where you got
tell
what?
Me, please. Where he got I dig it from.
Oh, okay. Well, enlighten us.
Now, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a movie out called Black Dynamite.
No.
If you haven't
never
seen it, please go see it. It's one of the funniest underrated movies out.
Black Dynamite.
That's why it's underrated. Listen to the title.
Because it was extremely funny. It had pretty much an all-star black cast. And it was one of those parody spoofs. But they were spoofing the 70s blaxploitation movies. So the movie's hilarious. And, you know, of course, in the 70s, what was the big thing? Can you dig it? I can dig it. So that's where I dig it from. Exactly.
Okay.
So otherwise, he was high at home one day and just looked on demand through the free section and watched it.
No, I actually own both versions of the movie Black Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
I've had Scream 4 on bootleg since, 99, and it's just coming out.
I actually really don't want to see that.
No, I'm so serious. Like, on Flatbush Junction, I swear to God, I was, 16. The dude had, all of the movies out, and I picked Scream 4 out, and I watched it, and now they're coming out with something completely. I wish I had
you
that.
You are retarded. Oh, my God. That's why I don't believe she went to church.
Oh, but she does. Yes, sir.
That's why I don't. When she goes to church.
Exactly.
So when
I go to church, I am serene. I am Alex. I am open and ready to receive that spiritual healing. I go to the altar and everything, and it stands straight.
It's true. True story. True story.
I got to see this.
He really doesn't believe.
He doesn't, but it's true.
I miss out of church or whatever, recently. We'll admit to that.
Get himself a brand new suit. Go to the haberdashery. Get him a brand new fedora. If you don't know what a haberdashery is.
As a matter of fact, my church is not far from you, and you should know this, because when Christmas time came, when we had the church Christmas party, I came directly to your party afterwards. Our church is on Lafayette between Notion and Marcy, yeah.
Mhm.
Oh, I can walk there.
Mhm.
For real?
Yeah, he can. And I realized that after I waited for God knows how long for a taxi, and then it drove me a couple of blocks. Very upset.
Oh, my gosh. And I live, 5 blocks away.
Oh, shit. We in the same hood. But, haberdashery is a hash store. Of course, you guys know what a fedora is.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I've seen Shantae wear one.
Me?
Yes, you.
Did you just say? Oh, okay.
Yes, another thing I would like to say about Mrs. Shantae.
Oh, no.
She is on natural hair journey.
Yes, ma'am.
And I actually saw, the before and after close up. And she
yes, ma'am.
Is so dedicated. And I wish. I wish I had that commitment. But that is actually going to be one of my future blogs that I'm going to do. Is,
really?
Yeah, because. It's so, intense.
And weaves are so damn expensive now, ain't they?
Hmm?
And weaves are so damn expensive now, ain't they?
Yeah, and that's actually, that should be a topic that we have here on pregame as well, too, because it's so intense. You know, the people that go on the natural hair, they actually do it versus the relax. There's a tension.
Now, see, you have to listen to the playback from about 3 weeks ago. We had special guest LaTangela Faye on deck. we briefly spoke about the natural, the weaves, the wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mentioned that it was a shame that you being a weave enthusiast, you weren't on the check-in that one night when we spoke about weaves.
Damn, I know. Like, how did I miss that?
Wow.
But
and
me, I am a fan of the natural.
Well, I mean,
if you rock it how it grew out your hair, I applaud you. Even if you perm it, fuck it, you turn it, hey, I know, sometimes hair is too thick and hard to manage. I understand that. I used to have long hair, too.
I just permed my, I used to perm my hair, and it was long, and it was, you know, it was very nice.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with her hair. It's just, at least it seemed like to me, like just one day out of the blue, she just decided, I'm going to do this, whatever. Because not like, at least it didn't appear as to where, like, anything was wrong with her hair. It was nice. It was always like, you know, like she never wore weaves, but her natural hair, it was just only, the only thing was like it was chemically processed with like relaxer or whatever, but it was still like good and flowing. And one day she
I'm going to post one of my high school prom pictures on Facebook later.
One day she just up and chopped it all off.
I had got a fresh prom. I got it wrapped in everything.
Please,
night before, I had the bobby pins and the silk scarf, sleeping, holding my head on my pillow.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't want to see it.
Lady Phil, look, you know, I didn't, it was after I gave birth, my
mm-hmm.
hair was, it was like, you know, and it's natural. Your hormones, it's, you know, after you give birth, it kind of strips your hair, you know? And during my pregnancy, I was just so sick and everything. I couldn't really keep up with, you know, permanent or whatever, get my doobies. And I didn't care. So I would just braid it and, you know, wear it curly. And when I gave birth, I would just be able to take my hand through my hair and, like, have a whole handful of it. And I was like, this is my hair. I'm not, you know.
But see, aren't you Spanish?
I'm sorry?
Are you a bit Spanish?
No.
Her husband is.
My husband is. I speak Spanish fluently, but my husband is.
Oh, okay. Because, see, it's because, you know, you had to, it was, you know, so most of us have that nice texture hair, and you just had good hair. So you was able to rock and curl like that without a perm.
I was. But that was, my hair was used to being permed. I was used to the silky flow, you know. It just, I don't know. I was very young when I got a perm, and, you know, I took good care of my hair all the time. But, you know, once I gave birth and it started coming out and it wasn't growing back in the fullness that I wanted it to, you know, I thought, you know what, this is the perfect opportunity for me to give my own hair a chance to shine. You know, I'm putting this chemical in my hair and I'm not even giving my own natural state a chance to develop and see, you know, how I look the way I was created to look. So that was my take on it. I was like, my hair's falling out anyway. Let me just start all over. And, you know, I thought
like
to myself,
I applaud you for that because I had a very bad experience with a girl with a weave slash wigs, one of those things that where your natural hair comes out the front and there's clips and clamps in the back and a stocking cap.
Wow.
What else? And because of how that thing was, I had assumed that. I was like, hey, you know, I saw her scalp, you know, she had passed the overall first, you know, look over visual test.
I did,
wow,
however.
She got good hair. She was Panamanian or some shit.
And I told Shantae after she did hers that she semi-inspired me to kind of, like, grow my natural wave or curl pattern out. But I can't be as bold as her. Like, I'm doing it underneath my
face. You got to do it.
What?
Go natural for the summer.
Oh,
no, I'm
luck.
Doing it underneath my wave. I haven't permed in months, and it's just, you know, growing underneath my wave. But
What are you doing? What are you doing to it before you cover it with your weave? What do you do?
I just do a regular wash, grease, and...
No,
straight up.
That's not nice. No.
Oh, God, now we're giving her tips on Fleet Game Radio.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to save this for the website.
She started it, though.
No, go ahead. You know, we do it all here.
No, all I'm gonna say about it is you gotta nurture. You know, it's just gonna be wild. You
know, I know.
I've definitely looked and
read up on it, and that's why I said like I'm definitely gonna do a blog post about it but the aspect I'm gonna do it from is like I can understand people that go natural, and I don't have an issue with that. However, there are a lot of people out there, or a lot of black women in particular, that when they go natural, for whatever reason, they feel like they're superior or better than because, you know, they've made that decision and they feel like anyone else that does against that is like a sellout or doesn't respect themselves, whatever, you know, justification they come up with. And that's not really like, you know, always the case. As far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of women that, like I said, like me, are natural under the weaves or whatever, you know, either grooming to make that transition or that just, you know, like to be dramatic and don't want to damage their own hair. Like, there's a plethora of reasons for women that do wear weaves. And I recently had, like, a heated argument with another gentleman who is also black who mentioned that, that was another reason why he wouldn't date another black female because they wear weaves and they don't wash their hair and, like, you know, a whole bunch of, like, just...
Well, white women wear weaves.
Huh?
White women wear weaves.
But nobody wants to acknowledge that. Like, they just automatically assume that just because there's a certain texture of hair involved that it's...
Right, because most of the white women...
...being able to be in hand.
Somewhere in there.
I know they wear those extension shits.
What'd you say?
But you know what, Lady Phil?
I know they wear those hair extensions.
Lady Phil,
like
you know what?
The ones like they clip it onto their root or whatever, or like different colors or whatever, like the girls in Jersey Shore always do it.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I don't remember any of their names.
You know, they wear tracks as well, you know. They, you know, white women, Hispanic women, they wear tracks as well.
I'm literally, like, queen.
That's human nature because you have people who get involved with, you know, their spiritual beliefs or whatever, and then they, you know, they feel like everyone else outside of that, you know, is beneath them or whatever the case may be. Because I go to church and, you know, I have a lot of, you know, kingdom friends, you know, and some have that mentality. Like, you know, I don't hang out with people who aren't born again. But, you know, that's them, you know. Just like women who are natural, they feel like, you know, well, I'm embracing my true self and you're not and you just, you know, you're just who the white people want you to be and the images and stuff like that. I hear all of that. But it's adolescence. It's, you know, they just found something that they can be passionate about and run with it. But it doesn't mean that somebody who's permanent here doesn't want to embrace their true self. They feel prettier with perms here. So be pretty. Do you.
And I can't, it's easier to manage. Like, I remember... When I would get the first perm, and I would, like, spend an hour just fucking combing the shit out because it was just so easy to just comb out.
Right.
It does take
work. It takes a lot of work to be natural because, you know, you don't have a silky, smooth ponytail anymore when you don't feel like doing your hair. You have to do something with it to tame it, especially people like me.
A lady that's, I'm going to find the video, but there's a lady on YouTube, and I guess she initially decided she was going to go on the natural journey, and then I guess after like a month, she was discouraged, and she made like this outrageous video, like, you know what, you can have this shit, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Like, you can have
I'm about to go. Like, she was scratching and everything. She's like, I did the co-wash. I did everything. I'm going to go get me a fresh weave. I can't deal with this shit. Like, she's just like,
everybody doesn't have it built in them to do. It has to be something you're willing to embrace 100%, you know, and it just you have to embrace it or not. It doesn't make a difference. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's not going to go to the same church. Everybody's not going to go to the same salon. You know, I don't eat meat. They might eat meat. It doesn't make anybody better. You're better off the way you feel, and I'm better off the way that I feel.
I know. She just cold turkey cut her hair off and stopped eating meat. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Like, she literally stopped off and then decided she was not going to eat meat. I could never do either of those things.
Well, wait a minute. First, I was a vegetarian before. And what happened was I got, like, really sick. I got kidney stones. So when I went to the urologist and I'm about to have the surgery, you know, the lady who was counseling me or whatever, she was, you know, running down my diet. And I said, well, you know, from the door, let me tell you, I don't eat meat. She's like, from the door, I can tell you that's why you got kidney stones. And I was like, wait. How? You know, I'm the healthiest I've ever been. And she, you know, she broke it down to me, you know, about being a healthy vegetarian and just being not eating meat. So I went back to eating meat for a while until I learned more about being healthy and being a vegetarian. And then I went back to it. But that, you know, that's why it just happened in the same season. But I was a vegetarian for years. But I wasn't nurturing my body at all. I was just not eating meat.
Ladies,
so when that happened, yeah. So you know, and then I did the big chop. I'm not transitioning. I'm not going through all that. Cut it all off. Just
ladies and gentlemen, she is a strong black woman because a lady still cannot. Adam, I don't like my hair could break off, and it has many a times. Thank God I have, like, good jeans to wear. Like, it grows back in place. But my hair could grow, like, it could break off to, like, a centimeter. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to cover it up and start grooming it again to grow up. But I cannot do that.
I think it worked for me. It happened to work for me. You know, the short hair, the natural look.
So
it worked. You know, thank
well.
God. Because, I'd have been up Crack Creek without a paddle. You know, I had to really talk to my husband. I had to really, you know, talk to him for months because he was used to the silky smooth, you know, the hair down to my shoulders, always wrapped in a doobie. You know, he was used to that for years. So I had to tell, you know, for like 3 months, I had to, you know, show him online. We watched Good Hair together, the chemicals in the hair. And, I mean, after a while, he's like, you know, health-wise, I think it's a great choice. And then, you know, I hit him with the, you know, the one, too. You know, God don't make no mistakes. This is the way he created my hair to be. So then with that, he was sold. But I had to really talk to him about it.
There
wasn't just a change
in
me.
It's an automatic win.
What'd you say?
I said, if all else fails, throw God in it. It's an automatic win every time.
That's all I'm saying. I was right, but I saved that one, you know, I saved it in my pocket just in case everything else, and I could hit him with the one, too.
And just so you know, Shante, I know I missed church for a couple of weeks. However, while I was in Florida, I had a Bible shipped to my house, so.
Really?
Yes. It's still in
that's
my box, but here.
I was
wait,
just about
wait,
to ask
wait,
you now.
Wait, did you read it? Wait, Lady Still, you said you had a Bible shipped to your house.
Yes.
They don't have Bible stores in Florida?
I wasn't exactly looking for that.
Well, like, did you just want your Bible?
Yes, mine, a personal Bible.
Okay,
It was actually.
I just find something like that.
Someone. They felt like they wanted to send me a Bible, and I don't refuse things like that because I believe that they come up for a reason, and I give her my address, and she actually made very good. It arrived at the house while I was still in Florida, and I have it here now.
That's what's up. See, I mean, it would work when you read it.
Like, I know I have to read it.
Like, some of you listeners been sending me some racy pictures, which is cool, but, you know, I like gifts, too. You know, we always take donations every game radio, you know. So hit us up. But, wow, we done covered long-distance relationships.
I know, we done a whole bunch of things. This is like an open panel right now.
We're still going. You know, because it's what we do at pregame radio. That's, you know, I'm here learning a lot.
How's the call room looking right now?
Call room, we saw a pop, so there are people there still rocking, still listening.
Okay. I just want to put out there really quickly.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
What'd you say, sir?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You said something. What'd you say?
I said nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. I just want to put out there very quickly that I will soon be on TV.
Really?
It's a late night show that airs on NBC nonstop.
I'm actually checking it out as we speak.
It depends on what cable provider you have, because the channel itself varies. But for Time Warner,
yeah, Cablevision, it's 109.
Yes, Cablevision is 109. Time Warner Cable is 161. Verizon Fios is 460. Comcast, it's 248. And there's like various other numbers for if you're like in other areas within the tri-state area, like New Jersey or Westchester, whatever. But
I noticed something about the set of the show also.
Whatever. The station is NBC Nonstop. It's a 24-hour network under NBC. And the show is called All Night with Joey Reynolds. And the website is also allnightwithjoeyreynolds.com. And it's shot here in New York City out of Times Square in the NASDAQ building. And I've been presented with the opportunity to host a segment as a part of his show. It airs Monday through Friday, 12 to 2 a.m. And within that time period on his show, we're going to, you know, do like a little test drive and see how, I guess, the public responds to me and my mouth. And cover a couple of topics and have, you know, a couple of guests on there, you know, no matter who they are, as long as you have something that you feel like you can offer and you can offer it in a presentable manner, then we're definitely willing to work with you. And as long as my response is good, then I also have the option of having my own 30-minute spinoff in a different time slot. So, the pregame radio listeners, the artists, the poets.
She's about to blow up.
Whatever. But I just want to put the word out there because, you know, when the wheels do start moving, you know, they do, it's a two-hour, just imagine, like, how we have pregame for 2 hours on the radio, and you have this segment. Yes, it's very late at night, but at the end of the day, you still have a major logo behind you, even though it's a, you know, another channel under that, but you still have the peacock feathers under it. You can still say that you do it, and they don't discriminate. Like, they want to bridge the gap between young and old. So they want and need me as much as I want and need them. So that's what I'm saying.
What
I would
encourage... be covering,
well,
like, what is it you'll be
Let's
doing?
Go.
I would be discussing pop culture, celebrity news, gossip, whatever it is that I decide I want to, you know, discuss, because the actual host is like 60-something years old.
Oh, yeah.
Out of
that's why they want to kind of, you know, that's why they say they want to bridge the gap between young and old.
Well, I'm looking at him right now, so.
Huh?
I said I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, he's an old dude, but he's cool, but, you know, there's nothing like actually seeing someone that's within your peer group.
I say, you wish you the best of luck, and of course, we don't do anything here at Free Game Radio, everything that we can to help you get started with that.
I mean, definitely, and you know, the artists that do come on the show, you know, they're just going to have to come correct now, because this is also going to be like another outlet for those same artists. Granted, we get to the plateau as to where I'm able to, you know, land my own segment, then guess what? I'm going to have, you know, musical guests, and I'm going to be picking people that I feel can bring what I need to the table to, you know, ultimately make everything a success.
Yes, and like I said, we are 100% behind you, mama.
Well, congratulations on that. That's what's up.
But you know,
missing church.
I'm still going to be the one to harass you and talk shit, you know, just to keep you grounded.
Oh, please.
You know, I'm going to be the one doing that. So, without further ado, you know, I want to thank everybody who rocked with us, everybody in the call room, all the area codes and stuff that you at.
Yes, all the panties
in the
call room that didn't know how to press one.
So, hey,
you know,
yeah,
I'm usually that person. That was not very nice.
I'm usually the person that listens in,
and I don't press one. I mean, I did one time and didn't get through, so I was like, you know what?
Remember, because you told me. And I yelled at Brooklyn Black for that too.
But
yeah,
I'm
she
one
calls
of those people
yelling at me
don't.
From time to time.
It's what works,
you know.
We love you all,
tonight. Tonight at 11 p.m. We getting it down. We doing spoken word. I'm really amped about this. Like, I'm even doing one.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, she's
engineer's giving me the wrap it up sign. But hey, this is my show. We gonna keep going till I say so. Damn it.
Not according to her.
Yep. So we doing the thing tonight at 11 p.m. Spoken words. Like I said, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, pregameradio@gmail.com if you want to get down with the get down. That's about it. Of course, follow me on Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. Follow the show, pregame_radio. You know, we follow back, we speak back. And that's pretty much it. You know, follow Lady Steele. You know, she's going to give you guys all her info. Big shout out to Shantae. She came through and kicked up her feet like it was home, so she's going to be in building tomorrow.
Her honorary member of the game panel.
You know, so she's still rocking with us.
No doubt. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's poetry.
I hope
I'm trying to think of the nice song to take us out with. I don't know. Should I take it old school? Should I take it to a... Okay, I'm going to take it to a featured artist. That's what I'm going to do. Let's do Life is So Crazy. You guys have a good night. Wrap it up. Don't trick and drop it. We out.
Good night.
Night.
Life is so crazy, 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 crazy. When it's surrounded by the hating, hating, hating. The things you thought was real, real, real.
Them niggas end up faking. If money ain't part of the convo, then what? No need for handshaking. I'm a rude character. I never been faced, never. I go hard in the motherfucking paint. Black and gold, yes, I'm looking like a saint. If the money smells bad.
Hold on. That was just because life is so crazy. But you know what? Because Lady Steel's in the building, just for this lady, I'm going to take it to our female pregame approved artist. This swag track coming up on pregame radio because Brooklyn Black love the ladies. You know I love the ladies, right, Lady Steel? Let me get you back in here. Wrong button. Now I'm going to bring this screen up, which I don't want. Yeah, we still wilding on pregame radio. That's how we do. I'm going to get the Z-Swag song on deck, but I just wanted Lady Steel to co-sign that I love the ladies. Lady Steel?
Yes?
You know I love the ladies, right?
Uh-huh.
What you sipping on, girl?
It is the ladies.
What are you sipping on?
Goose.
All right, here we go. Cash in the air, free game radio. Love it for the ladies. Good night, y'all.
Throw the white side, worry about shit, I'm getting money right now.